I know who it is. The Jesus vs. Mero show. It's your boy, Jesus Nice, a.k.a. Young Chipotle. Pocket stay fat like Terrio. I see you keeping it 100. Stay late, dog. One.
NappyAfro.com.
You're now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest website on the internet. This is the Frocast. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the dopest host ever. And I'm sitting there with my homies, King Germ. Say what's up to the people.
Hey, man, what's going on, people? It's your boy, King Germ, a.k.a. the people's champ, sitting in here today. You know, I'm here.
And along with King Germ, we got the homie GQ Blue. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
What's going on, everybody? It's your boy, GQ Blue, a.k.a. the second of his name, a.k.a. for those who are offended, nigger.
With the E-R.
With the E-R at the end.
So this is episode 165. You see, we had to call in reinforcements. GQ decided to come down to the Oval Office and help us with this episode. It's a lot of shit going on right now. This will be a racially charged podcast. It's going to happen. We can't help it. No apologies. Eventually, we'll probably get into some other stuff. But there's a lot of shit going down. You know, the Frobot held it down last week. But there's too much shit going on for us to not talk about. So we're going to dip in and grab some of the stuff that's a little bit older. You'll just have to deal with it. And we'll deal with some stuff that's a little bit more current. You'll just have to deal with it. And we'll probably be mad. And you'll just have to deal with it. It's just what it is. Heading into the 4th of July, you motherfuckers. I guess we need to start off with Rachel Dolezal. We haven't really talked about this shit. This is King Germ's homegirl.
Yep.
We
fight the same fight. Just on different sides.
So I gotta ask you immediately. For y'all that don't know what's going on, Google. We've been talking about this shit for over a month.
Or hashtag ask Rachel.
Yeah.
Rachel, poor poor Rachel, because she it doesn't like.
God damn, John.
I feel bad for her, man. I feel bad for her.
Why do you feel bad for this?
She had Lifetime movies coming, Oxygen movies coming, probably even like a mini series on CBS for her story. Like, but then you know, something else happened. We'll talk about later. But you know, me and her, we fight the same fight. We just on different sides. She wants to be black. You know, I want to identify as white. You know, and not black. You know, I just want to move up into the world until they meet. And then they were like, shit. And then, you know, it's caused a whole nother deal. Who knows? But yeah, man, I felt bad for her. She was, I don't know what to say. Like, I don't know how anybody got fooled by her, because she didn't look black at all. You know what I'm saying? Like, she didn't sound black. She didn't have no black girl shape. And you know what I'm saying? Like I said, did she cook? You know, anything? I mean, there's a lot of things.
Was an ethnic hairdresser, and she liked Newport, so.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, did she do that? Like, did she know certain things? Like, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm trying to figure out when the switch flipped. So, because she actually attended Howard. So, there's so many levels of this shit. So, when they interviewed her, she said that she identified as black as a child. Like, she used to draw herself with the brown crayons and all that shit.
And but her mother said it was a lie.
Right, her brother said it was a lie. When she went to Howard, she was a white woman. Yes. Her name was fucking Rachel Dolezal. She had blonde hair, the whole nine. So, when you attended Howard, you were white. And then somewhere along the way, after you attended Howard and married your black husband, you applied for a job at Howard as a teacher. And you said that you didn't get the job because you were white. And then somewhere around there it gets murky because you became black and started running the NAACP. And what happened? I'm so confused.
First of all, to all my brown or black, whatever you want to call yourself, people in the state of Washington, how y'all get fooled like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. Yeah, I knew, bro.
I mean, it was Spokane.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, What do the niggas look like in Spokane is what I'm wondering, man. I don't know.
There's like four black people in Spokane.
That's like near Seattle, though. It's not that far, like, so they know what niggas look like. You know what I'm saying? Maybe all niggas look like Russell Wilson out there. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure Marshawn Lynch ain't kicking in Spokane.
Yeah. He's saying.
So I'm just confused. So when you first saw GQ, what did you think of the story when you first heard about this shit?
So when I first heard about this shit, it was 11 o'clock and I saw Twitter blowing up about Ask Rachel. And I didn't...
Funniest tag ever.
Yeah. Also, I think the best Ask Rachel was, which one is the kitchen?
Yeah, that one brought me to tears. That one really brought me to tears, yo.
So I really didn't, like, it was late and I was like, man, Twitter just going crazy like always. I'll check it out later. So I didn't know to the morning what it was actually about. I just saw people just going in with these Ask Rachel questions and I'm like, oh shit. I find out you got a white woman. The real irony is a white woman used her white privilege to co-opt in and out of her blackness when she wanted to. If that's not white privilege, I don't know what is.
Yeah.
When she want to be black, she black. When she want to sue Howard University, she's white again. And she's like, oh, I'm going to be black again.
Not only that, dude, she went so far as to tell other people, black and not black, when they could identify as black in meetings and different things like that. So she was, as the head of the NAACP, she was giving people the thumbs up and thumbs down on if they could participate in racial discussions and if they were black enough or not.
Ain't that a bitch?
That whole switching to a whole new level. Like, whenever she was a chameleon, like, when it was convenient for her to be black, she was black. When it was convenient for, that shit is awesome, man. Like, hey, man. That's next level shit, man. That's next level, man.
Like, could y'all imagine getting to choose when y'all black or not? Like, yes. I'm black until I walk into the bank, but then I'm white so I can get this loan, and I walk back out and I'm black again, and then I see this cop, I put on my whiteness. Like, that shit would be so fucking awesome.
Man.
Many face God.
She is definitely a many face guy, yo. Yeah, like, y'all both know who Tim Wise is, right?
Yeah.
So Tim Wise was supposed to speak at an event she was at, or a university, something she was presiding over. She was in a position of power. And after meeting with Tim Wise, he was told that he couldn't come speak at the convention because he's not the person to speak on black issues. Damn.
Hey, but white people tell us about that. You know, white people can tell us when we can be angry about certain things. And, you know, they always do that. White people, like, you know, they still like to control us, even in 2000.
But if there was going to be a white person that you gave the proverbial pass to, Tim Wise would be one of them motherfuckers. Tim Wise writes shit, so if you didn't know Tim Wise was white and you read the shit that he wrote, that's an angry brother.
I'm about to check this guy out. Never heard of him. I think I've seen his name, but don't know who he is. But, you know.
Yeah. He writes on white privilege and whiteness.
All the time.
He's one of them people feel they're guilty. He's one of them guilty white people that feel bad for their ancestors, so they go hard for the white. Yeah, I don't mind those people. Hey, I appreciate that, man. At least you speak out. You know,
I don't even know that that's an accurate description.
That's how I look at them. When I see the white people going real hard for the black people, I'm like, yeah, that's white guilt all over them. You know what I'm saying? So they adopt black kids, and you know, it's just, I don't know. That's just me. Don't be no. I'm not speaking for everybody. I'm speaking for King German.
If you look at her artwork, you know, Be Easy put me up on her blog that she had. All of her paintings are black people. Like, even her thesis when she graduated from Howard, which I still can't get over, was they were paintings about the turmoil of living as a black man in this country, which is a whole nother level.
And that you can buy for $50,000.
How do you, as a white woman, make a series of paintings and a thesis about being a black man in America?
About to tell you, so, right? Where is she from?
I don't know where this broad from.
She's like from North Dakota, South Dakota. She's from some flyover state, right?
You telling me new information. I don't know where she's from. I never even thought to ask.
Okay. We need to find out where she's from first off. But I'm going to tell you what happened. She went to Howard. She got some black meat, bro. And that changed her life. Like, that meat was so good to her. She changed her whole, like, she was just like, oh my goodness. That's why she did all that, bro. It was just the meat, bro. I'm telling you, man. That's all it was, man.
So somebody's pipe game out there that strong.
Yeah. He's sitting out there right now playing Madden, like, yo, man. I'm telling you, man. She probably still friends with him on Facebook and everything, bro. Telling.
It might have been her husband. She was married at one point.
It wasn't her husband, son.
Her husband's name was Kevin Moore.
Look, he was one of the, like, after that, after the first nigga that piped her down and he left her alone, like, a nigga just wanted to hit a white girl, and then he like, man, I'll smash a white girl. And then she was turned black after that.
Oh, you saying that he got the goods. He reaped the benefits.
Yes, he started it. He the one that motherfucker planted the seed. You know what I'm saying? That they're planting into, that sprouted into what we have now. But he's the one. And she just been on that everlasting chase for black meat ever since then. And it got in that rabbit hole. She couldn't get out.
But my question is, how do you get so far down the rabbit hole so that when this shit do hit the fan, you don't have a better story to get out of it? Nigga. Like, when they ask that question, like, so are you black? She wilted so hard.
She starts stacking lies, man. It's like a ladder, man. When you start lying, man, it's one, boom. And every time you got to keep throwing a lie on top of that lie so far. And then the ladder way up in the air, and now she don't know what the fuck to do, man.
Like, she looked like she needed a lifeline. Like, who wants to be a millionaire or some shit?
That shit was so funny. He was like,
the Southwest Airlines commercial. Sometimes you need to get away, nigga. Like,
that motherfucker said, is your father African American? Are you black? I don't understand the question. I don't. Well, the question is, and then she just turned and walked off. Like, fuck it. Like, somebody called her name. She just looked to the left and rolled out. Like, okay, fuck this shit. God damn. So, I have another question for both of you. She was doing the people's work, right? She was with the NAACP. She was identifying as a black woman. She's, several other lawsuits and alleged racism and all this other shit. Should we be upset that she wanted to be black so bad that she was living it to help out black folks? GQ, I gotta ask you this shit.
Yes. One, you were already taking up spaces that black women should have been occupying anyway, that are always getting erased by history and society and media, and told that their contributions aren't worthy enough or often overlooked. And then, we don't even know, like, I gotta say, all these, like, fake-ass racial discrimination lawsuits, like, that makes us look bad. We already, every time we say it's racism, we can't ever get anybody to believe us, even when somebody wears, you know, a Rhodesian flag. Oh, that shit don't exist. Mm-hmm. So now we can point to somebody else crying wolf, and it wasn't even a black person. Like, for real, it's like some real COINTELPRO type shit, to me. You got somebody infiltrate the system and pretend to be black and then be like, oh yeah, she ain't black no more.
How is she identifying now? Like, I haven't seen her, you know.
Oh, she's still black. She's still black.
She said she checks both of them, she said.
So now she checks both of them, or she always checks both of them?
Always. She tries to make herself as multi-racial or something, interracial or something, she said. Trans. That's the correct word she used. But, that's a new word. It's been entered into
transracial.
Transracial.
But like I said earlier, that was my biggest problem, is that we don't get the choice to be black when it's beneficial or not. Like everybody say, everybody want to be a nigga, but nobody want to be a nigga. She got to be a nigga and not be a nigga. I don't get that opportunity. So she don't get no love from me.
Well, I mean, apparently we just been using the box wrong. Because you can apparently just say that you black or white if you want to, and just say you're transracial. So we've all gone to school, high school, grade school, college, with somebody who seemed like we either gave the pass or they were on the other side. We went to school with motherfuckers that we call old Carlton ass nigga. Or you went to school with that white dude that's black. Nah, he a nigga. We just get that pass to him. Did it ever seem like this situation? Like, this situation seems different to me. Anytime I went to high school with a cat who was white, who even now, at 30 plus years old, says that he is a black man trapped in a white man's body. He cuts black people's hair. He live in the hood. You know what I'm saying? Chick. Yeah, married a black chick, got a little mixed baby, the whole nine. He says that he is a black dude trapped in a white man's body. When this shit came up, the motherfucker didn't post shit.
But the thing is, as cool as he is and as much black culture that he appreciates and as down as he seems, at the end of the day, he ain't getting the press like the Carlton ass nigga.
Exactly. But then the Carlton motherfucker is out here running for senator and shit like that and doesn't recognize that there's any issues with black folks either. Mm. So where the fuck does this lie? Like, is this transracial shit real? Or are motherfuckers just stupid?
I'm going with the latter.
I'm going with the convenient. It's convenient. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's the convenience of it, man. I'm telling you, that's awesome. This shit is awesome, man. I'm very intrigued about it, and I think I'm starting to experiment with this and see what happens, man. Damn it. So Rachel's a groundbreaker. She's a groundbreaker, man. She's frontier, man.
White now, John?
Not officially white. Only on applications for jobs. I'm just, you know, bank loans and shit like that. When it's convenient for me, I'm going to be white. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's obviously I'm black, but when it's convenient, I'm going to be white.
I don't know that. I mean, if you put King Germ down on the application, I think they're probably going to think you're white anyway.
If I use my government name and change it up, you know, a little bit, you know, I might can make it. You know what I'm saying?
It might work. I mean, but King Germ should be, that's definitely sounds white. GQ, you might have trouble.
Yeah.
Saul, they're definitely white. I don't have to change shit.
So Saul Wright and King Jerm gonna make it. GQ Blue and Be Easy gonna have some problems.
Be Easy definitely hyphen or no hyphen. That motherfucker's not making it.
Yeah, like the middle name is gonna kill Easy. That's what's gonna kill Easy. The middle name. They're gonna be like, nah. You know, he got a capital B middle name. See me. My government? Oh man, it's fucking white as fuck. I can get by. I'm telling you.
Yeah, I'm gonna say your government. Your last name. Your government last name. I don't know.
Look, me and GQ share a name. We share a name. One of my middle names is GQ Blue first name. So you know, we be all right, man.
Yeah. So you have to keep your middle name off.
My middle name got me already fucked up. Insiders know. And it's got an apostrophe in that shit too. It's all bad.
Your first name damn near got you in trouble. There's only like 5 white people with your first name.
Yeah, it's all bad.
Hey, at least you're not like my homegirl. Her you know what, I'll say that for after the show. Her name is so black, nigga. Jesus. Oh my.
They got the 2 capital letters like LeBron and shit. Yeah,
she got dude. Like 3 capital letters in her first 2 names.
Okay.
This shit is extra. I guess with everything else that's happening, we're probably not going to hear much about Rachel until the movie comes out. The movie will come out.
It'll be on Lifetime.
Yeah, it'll come out. It'll probably be right next to Dellavedova's movie.
Yeah, definitely come down the list. It might be on Centric. Bounce might pick it up. You know, BET might feel sorry for it, man.
And, Oprah might put it on right after Sweet Pies or some shit. It'll come right on. I mean, if she took on Michael Sam, I'm pretty sure she's going to take this shit on. It's going to happen. And Dellavedova really is getting a movie made.
Why?
It's a movie inspired by it. Not really.
This is the same shit. Why the fuck are we inspired by a loser?
Hey, man. Look, some Australian company want to put the money behind them. This Australian dude, man, let them spend their money.
But he didn't even win.
He won the hearts of the the average guys worldwide. Like average guy, like, you know what I'm saying? So like,
how many games did they play this season?
It doesn't matter. He should
just indulge me. How many games did they play?
For 2 games, Dellavedova was an all-star. You don't understand? Fuck, like, and that shit meant a lot to the little guys, the underdogs, the dude, you know, like, come on, man. It was just a good, it was a Rudy story, so all right.
White privilege.
It was a Rudy story.
I mean, he was this generation's Bill Laimbeer, man.
Exactly. A little white guy.
For 2 games.
That was the Curry stopper for 2 games.
What are you talking about? He had to take out,
Stop it.
Then he took out he got main players kicked out in the crucial times. Got Al Horford kicked out the game. He got your boy Taj Gibson kicked out the game.
He fucked up Kyle Korver's ankle.
Yes, he was just like a little hustler. Like, he was a scrappy guy. You know, that's a cold word for white guy garbage. You know what I'm saying? Like, whenever they say he's a scrappy guy, that's cold word for white guy with not no talent, but he hustles. You know what I'm saying? They never call a black guy scrappy. You ain't never heard that.
Shit, man. We laughing, but we got some shit to talk about that ain't funny. This motherfucking Dylan Roof. God damn, man. So this 21-year-old, however the fuck this motherfucker is, I think he was 21.
21 high school dropout.
Full of hate.
Yeah.
Like, this is the most hateful 21-year-old I've ever seen. decided to drive 100 miles away to a church, walk in and sit in with the prayer group.
And for an hour.
And then unload and kill 9 people. Allegedly. Now, there's a whole manifesto. And again, y'all have to Google this shit. This is not breaking information. It's not breaking news. He has an entire website full of manifesto about hate, black people taking over the country, raping our women. Same thing we've been hearing now for decades and centuries. Is the same narrative.
Can't control ourselves around the white
women. We can't control ourselves around the white women.
Gotta jump on them and rape their ass.
You saw what happened to Rachel Dozell.
Exactly.
That might have been why he did it. He saw Rachel Dozell and said, oh, fuck this.
Can't have this shit.
The same, you know, this is fucking hilarious. It's the same fucking narrative they've been using since 1800s. Black people are, black men are raping white women. It's the same shit.
I mean, it's the pipe game, man. Listen, man,
he brought up, did he come in there like the goddamn Colorado shooting? Did he have like 19 guns?
Or
did
he had one gun.
He had one gun. So there was even a black, I don't even know who the dude was. He was black, and he said that they waited their turn to be killed. Another black motherfucker blaming the people who got shot. They waited their turn to be killed by this motherfucker. He shot and left somebody alive and told her to tell the story, even though allegedly he was going to take his own life and ran out of bullets. Like, there's so many different stories.
Or they said, or the story that she said that she saw him reload the gun 5 times. I don't know how. Nobody run.
Man, like, what is going on? Like, man, because first of all, I'm going to be real with you. I'm in a black church. Whenever I see white people in there, I'm aware of them because I'm like, what's the white dude doing in a black church? Especially an African Methodist Episcopal church. Right. I see a white dude coming in there. Hey, how you doing, brother? You know what's going on? You know, we talking to him. We trying to find out what the hell you doing here. You young white boy with a bowl haircut. Like, why ain't nobody, you know, senses go up? Like, you know, maybe that's just me and, you know, church going folks don't think like that. But, you know, if he would have came to a black mosque, you know, at the Nation of Islam meeting, the brothers wouldn't have been up on him immediately.
Like, it was a prayer meeting. I don't know of any black church that I've been to where the prayer meeting is advertised outside of the congregation.
I mean, they have it on, like, the little billboard in front of the church or something, you know. Like, you know, they trying to, like, the churches are losing a lot of the youth, man. You know, a lot of people ain't going to church no more, so they got to do what they got to do, man.
Churches.
Yeah, AME churches, man. You know what? Let me shut up my wife's hand.
Yeah. don't say too much, bro. You're already in the hot seat.
Yeah.
So this shit went down, man. And after the shooting, the manhunt was on. They had the pictures. The manhunt is on. They find the suspect driving the car on the tip. Somebody said, yo, that bowhead motherfucker y'all just showed on TV is in the car over here. They pull him over, they take him to the precinct, and they escort him out in a bulletproof vest after taking him to Burger King.
Yeah, after the Burger King.
Motherfucker said he was hungry, he hadn't eaten, so they took him to get a motherfucking Burger King and ask him, and I don't think they even asked him a lot of questions. I guess it's not a lot to ask when somebody says, yes, I shot the people.
Yeah.
There's not much discussion to have. But did you get a sandwich?
I thought they usually give you the food to get you to talk. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah,
you know,
this nigga got a happy meal for confessing.
Yeah, I thought usually they say, huh, man, I whatever you want, man, get you talking. You know what I'm saying? But damn, if I'd have told you, like, nigga, fuck you, and you ain't getting shit. You about to eat this shank on a whatever shank on a stick we got back at this motherfucking jailhouse, nigga. But
that's also got to be the worst advertisement publicity ever. Like, the racist terrorist went to Burger King when he was hungry.
Mm. Yeah, the racist cops escorted him in a bulletproof vest to Burger King. Like, that's the food of choice for all races, is Burger King. And I believe the burgers do taste like racism. I don't know when the last time was you had Burger King, but I'd have to agree.
I'm not a Burger King fan, but hey, I digress.
Like this, hate on Burger King all you want, but right now they got the nuggets. You get a 10-piece nugget for $1.49, nigga. You say what you want to, nigga.
God damn, Germ. Is there any kind of racism
You might not say too much for a 10-piece of chicken for $1.50. I don't know. You might not be too much longer.
Shit ain't chicken.
McDonald's got them for $1.39.
Well, we know that shit ain't chicken.
A 10-piece for $1.39?
Yes. They undercut Burger King by 10 cents.
And we know they fucking full of shit if they say that's chicken, 100% chicken breast, too. 100% white meat.
White meat.
Yeah, but that don't necessarily mean it's chicken, though.
It'll mean wing or the breast. All that.
It's white meat, all right.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's a chicken meat, though.
Yeah.
It's white, but it's a chicken. So, all this shit. There's stuff everywhere. The pictures came out. I love Twitter, because Twitter apparently found his manifesto and website and all that shit. Mm. There's even reports that came out. And I really got pissed after hearing this shit. If it's possible not to be already pissed off. He said that he almost didn't shoot the people because they were so nice to him.
Mm.
So, never identified as a terrorist, by the way. He's a troubled, quiet kid who was coerced by his fucking websites and all this other bullshit story that they got going out.
The Suproxen or whatever he was on.
Right, right. All this other shit that came out. And then he had the nerve to say, yo, I almost didn't kill him because they were so much nice to me. But I had to go ahead and carry through my hate. So I went ahead and killed them.
Mm.
What the fuck, man? What has your Facebook been like? I know GQ kind of deactivated his shit for a minute. Jerm, what was your Facebook like?
Most everybody's screaming about, the church people. How could he do that to the house of God? This man definitely going to hell. You know, them people, I would say that, and I'm just like, you know, it's bigger than that. And, you know, me personally, man, all this praying, people like, it's just time to pray, and all this, like, pray for what? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this shit, y'all been praying forever. Like, this shit ain't changed. Like,
they was praying.
Huh?
They were praying when they got killed.
Exactly. So I'm just like, yo, like, these niggas will kill you in the church. But my whole thing is this, bro. Like, I just don't. They said he was allegedly supposed to shoot up the college first. That's what he was going to do, the school shooting first. But I don't know why he chose a church. You know what I'm saying? Maybe this just got to be bigger than him. It's got to be bigger than him, because when he hit like a state representative. Now, I don't know if the dude was moving a shaker down there or whatever. Like, was he up and coming? You know, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But for him to who he shot, it seemed like it might have been more organized than just a 21-year-old. Like, I don't think he was smart enough to come up with that by himself. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's something different. I don't know. I don't feel like this was an isolated incident.
Well, according to, and I haven't read the manifesto because
too much.
It's a little too much. It is a little too soon. Like, I don't need all the information now. I need time to just digest what the fuck happened. But apparently, the senator that he shot was identified and called by most people like a young Malcolm X.
Mm-hmm.
He was speaking out against gun violence and speaking out against racism and shit like that. Dylan allegedly picked this church because of its historical reference in Charleston, South Carolina, as being the oldest black church, and yada, yada, yada.
Founded by Denmark Vesey.
Yeah, exactly. So, and he said that he was awakened by the Mike Brown situation in St. Louis. So that's kind of... it was Trayvon, I'm sorry. By Trayvon. Allegedly, that's what sparked his interest, and I guess he went down the rabbit hole after that. If you get on these social media groups and anything like that, you can find out everything you need to know if you're in the right group or in the wrong group, so to speak. So that's allegedly where all this shit happened. I say allegedly because, like I said, I haven't read the manifesto. I haven't followed the media breaking all the story because it's just too much. I need to get away from this shit.
Somebody said it started from some girl he liked. Some white girl he like started messing with a black girl, and that's what led him to start hating black folks. That's what one of the rumors is too. So, you know, once again, all settles down to the black man.
And he allegedly has a black friend that he stayed with.
Yes.
Now this shit damn near made my head explode, like that fucking Chappelle skit.
I don't see him no different than I did last week. I didn't think he was gonna go through with it. I mean, you sitting there listening to somebody say something like that, you don't think they're serious. You know, I was just like, that's why I don't fuck with South Carolina people. That's I always wondered why I don't fuck with South Carolina people. Boom, there you go, right there. You know what I'm saying? It's like all this, like, South Carolina fucking horrible, man. Like, they should get more hate than Florida gets. Like, look, South Carolina, last three shows we talk about South Carolina. You had the nigger, he's a nigger, you know what I'm saying? Then you had the Walter Scott situation. I mean, come on, South Carolina, horrible spot, man.
This shit is bad, man. I couldn't believe dude said that. He was like, yo, I'm sitting here telling you right now, I don't see him any different. But the fact that the dude said that, why isn't he arrested? He said that he told me he was going to
shoot up the school.
What the fuck just happened when he said that on camera? I'm like, wait, what? Even the foreman was like, wait a minute, huh? He told you what? He told me he's gonna shoot up the school. Really? Why the fuck ain't we cutting the rest of this nigga right now?
I mean, arrest his black ass. Let him know shit is real.
The fuck happened? I couldn't believe he said, I really, like, because even the way the article was set up, the video was set up, it was talking about him, I don't see him as a racist. That was the headline. But when the nigga said that he told me he was going to shoot up the school, that's the headline. Nigga, I'm an accomplice is the headline. GQ Blue, what are your thoughts on this sack of shit motherfucker?
I mean, so that's, to me, that just is the scariness of the way race permeates everything, right? When we talk about, I'm not a racist, you know, what does that mean? And because we saw the black dude completely complicit and wanted to just see his white buddy, you know, as the same person. But I'm sure he's had white friends. And, you know, these white friends might not, like Obama said Monday, they might not say nigger in public because they're too polite. But you got somebody who's constantly telling you, yeah, I hate black people. I hate niggers. I need to do something about it. And you just like, oh, well, that's just jokes. Like, really? Our, you know, threatening to extinguish our lives is jokes? That's some scary ass shit.
You know what's also scary? Which, this almost had me petrified. Religion worked. And when I say that, the family of the people that were shot and killed told this man they forgive him. My Facebook is full of people saying pray for them. What else do y'all need to understand? Like, you can be angry. You should be angry. But because of religion turning the other cheek, that whole mantra, which is fed and put on a lot of the slaves that were brought over, and we pray like no other. There's no more group of people that are more religious than black folks. You just can't be, you can't out black folks anyway. We will get into some shit, and that's what it's going to be. But for us to sit up here and say that we're praying for, and we have forgiveness, and keep marching, and keep embracing, and keep hugging, it worked. It fucking worked. The book worked. So this man sat up in church and killed your people. And right after, this was like 24 hours after, right? And the family is sitting there in court saying, we forgive you.
We forgive you. I'm like, man, come on, bro. My people ain't, look, I ain't even had a funeral yet. Like, I don't need this. Like, it ain't even registered with me. You talking about I forgive you? Like, man, get out of here, man. I was just like, that pissed me off, man.
Yeah, I was lit. And I don't get it. I don't know
necessarily I'm mad at that part.
What? I was angry.
How were you not mad at that?
I mean, from the standpoint that if that's them and they said that and that's how they want to feel, that's them. Now, I'm more mad when people tell black people to forgive, but if I made that conscious decision to forgive and I don't shit in my life, okay. I mean, that's them, right? I'm not going to, you know, further assault the victim. Now, for people to say, oh, black people, now I'm going to force you or I'm making you or telling you need to forgive. Now, that's some bullshit.
But media is essentially making that the case, right? So regardless of what the family did, society is saying that that's how we're supposed to react.
Now, that's, yeah. I'm from a personal standpoint, I'm not mad at that. From a societal standpoint.
Right? Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't know that Germ or I are saying that on a personal level. I think that, yeah, the bigger picture of black folks forgiving the motherfuckers who kill us. You know, like Tyrion said in goddamn, what was the first episode? Your support or your love for your captors is cute. It's amusing. Mm-hmm. And that's us in a nutshell. That's us in a nutshell. Motherfuckers are literally killing us, capturing us, keeping us out of education, subjecting us to horrible shit on a regular basis, and all we do is sit here and forgive them.
Keep us in line, man. They taught us that over the years, man.
It's
vision is middle, to keep the middle class in line from rebelling against the upper class, man. That's all it is, man. That's how it started way back in the days, and that's how it continues to be today, man.
And there was talks of, you know, when the picture came out, and he had a Rhodesian flag and all this shit, which we all know now on a regular basis what the fuck's going on. There was also a debate started because of the Confederate flag. So as these people lay dead, and we're still getting details, the U.S. flag was set at half mast, but the goddamn Confederate flag was flying high. Mm-hmm. Now, Germ, you Southern boy like no other. I mean, you like NASCAR.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts about the Confederate flag and this whole controversy?
Confederate flag, I mean, I know what it stands for. You know what I'm saying? You know, some people look at it because, you know, Southern pride, like, you know, like Southern pride where they're like, my uncle, my great-great-grandfather fought for the Confederate Army, and this is, you know, I understand all that. But we also got to remember who else used this fucking flag. Mm-hmm. I'm saying, when you seen the Klan marching, they had the Confederate flag. So, you can say what you want to. Yes, them people use the flag for the wrong reasons, but now it has a bad vibe about it. Yes, you can fucking scrub your dishes with a chore boy, but police also know that crackheads have chore boys. So, if I catch you with a piece of chore boy in your pocket, chore boy is like a little steel, you know, it's got like a Brillo bag.
Yeah.
It's like it's one of them. So, if you got one in your pocket, police gonna think you know what I'm saying, smoking crack with it. So, same thing with this flag. You might be flying it for your Southern heritage, but I also know there is a sign of hate. It is a sign of intimidation. You know what I'm saying? Them, you know what I'm saying? When you see the Confederate flag, you know, as a black person, you kind of be like, you know, you always, when you see it, you look at it, you're like, damn, you know what I'm saying? Well, at least I know this cracker's an old cracker. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'm going to judge him accordingly. And so, you know. But, yeah, like even back in the early 2000s where niggas down here was trying to rock the Confederate flag to change the what it meant. You seen Lil Jon wearing it, Outkast might have had it and shit like that, you know, but I just wasn't, you know, I'm going to say some real shit. I got a Confederate flag. I bought it then. I ain't never opened it or nothing like that. It's still in the motherfucking pack. I bought this shit in fucking, well, I ain't buying it. My mama bought it for me because when I told her to buy me one, she was just like, what the hell you want one of them for? But this was back then, you know what I'm saying? But I ain't never, you know what I'm saying? I might burn this shit now if I could, you know, it's in here somewhere. I know I got it somewhere.
Yeah, that'd be a good Snapchat video. Right.
Yeah. You fuck around and put that shit on eBay now, probably make a million since everybody's not selling it no more.
Can't sell on eBay no more. eBay, Amazon, all they pulled all the shit. They won't well, let you sell.
Well, that'd be a great Snapchat video, John.
Burn that motherfucker down.
Yeah, good idea.
What do you think about the places not selling this shit? You can't get this motherfucker at Walmart no more. Just like Jeremy said, eBay, Amazon, like Sears. Has anybody even been in Sears in the 2000s? Anyway, all these other places.
Going in the mall and shit. Like,
there's a standalone Sears like maybe 10 minutes away from me, and I've never been in that bitch.
We should go to Sears. They got a black CEO after they fucked up the company. And drove it into debt. They hired a black dude to try to fix it. So we should probably go to see us.
Yeah, you know how that goes.
Like Obama did, then they fired his black ass.
Yeah. But what do you think about this shit, GQ? That you can no longer buy the flag in most places.
So the whole thing around the Confederate flag is it's real cute, right? You know, we patting ourselves on the back, and it's a time for Republicans and Democrats to cross the aisle and to be bipartisan on a real issue, to heal the nation and all that bullshit. Mm-hmm. I mean, that would have been cool in 1867. I mean, it's 2015. That's like some. I mean, I don't want to. I'm about to say something, but that might. I don't want to trigger nobody. But I mean, if you sitting here abusing me for years and years, and then you know what, GQ, I'm gonna stop beating your ass today. In the terms of, you know, equality and brotherhood, I'm gonna stop beating you every day. Well, nigga, you've been doing it for 40 years, but now we stopped on 41. We cool,
right?
I mean,
you're supposed to forgive him.
I know, right? I mean, that we talk about it being the symbol of Southern pride. That symbol was a symbol of a successive regime that said we don't want to be a part of the United States. We committed an act of treason. It is a banner of Jim Crow, of sundown laws. And even still, when we pull down that flag, we still got gerrymandering, we still got redistricting to cut black votes, we still have housing discrimination, we still have these cops out here killing whoever they want to kill. Like, taking that flag down doesn't address policy.
That's real shit. And I didn't even get into the Confederate flag. Like, I've already known, I've always considered it a sign of the Confederate Army. I mean, we're calling it the fucking Confederate flag. So, I didn't even really think about it until somebody posted up some bullshit the other day about the history of the goddamn flag. And about how it was never officially adopted as a Confederate flag. So, you don't know your history, yada, yada, yada. Get the fuck out of here. Alright? We understand now that it was not adopted as a Confederate Army flag. But it was a symbol for that rebellion. I mean, after fucking desegregation, the South started flying this flag as a response to that. Like, saying, no, fuck that. We do things differently down here. Which is the same reason they were going to fucking war. Because the North wanted to tax the South for the goddamn slavery. Because the North couldn't keep up with the South for what they were making. They couldn't produce like the South. So it was like, hey, get rid of the goddamn slaves. No. Okay, well, we're going to tax the slaves. Oh, fuck you. And so it became, that's what the fucking war was about. And now you can't take our slaves. So that's the backstory of that bullshit. So now we're sitting here.
Don't forget people. That much better than the South. I said the North wasn't that much better than the South. So for people to think, oh, black people just had to move up north for them to be free.
No.
Nah.
This was strictly about their cash, about that coin. I mean, fucking Lincoln was saying, yo, I wouldn't set these motherfuckers free if I didn't have to, but we can't keep up with these motherfuckers economically, so.
Or the fact that, shit, when you talk about King and his struggle for equality and the civil rights movement, King was actually probably more successful in the South than he was in the North.
Okay, talk about that shit. But these motherfuckers... Anyway, man, you know how we do. Yeah. We fuck around and start a mini-revolt on this bitch. So, this is after... We're talking about 1950s. The Civil War is done and over, and we get along gang motherfuckers. The flag makes a reappearance and start being flown in the South. Government buildings, signs of hate. You know, this flag was a lot of times the last thing that people saw before it was over. So for you to sit up here with your white ass and post up on your Facebook page all of a sudden, like, you ain't said shit. And I had this debate with one of my boys. He's mad because a lot of people, black and white and other, are not speaking out about this situation. They're not saying shit. And I said, hey, everybody doesn't use Facebook for political reasons or to make statements. Some people use Facebook to just post up bullshit, to crack jokes, to keep in touch with people, and that's it. And I'm fine with you doing that shit. But now, if you don't post shit that's of any relevance, of any importance, and then the next post I see is you defending the flag, we got a problem. I don't want to hear that shit. So one of the people posted that shit. It was like, yo, by the way, don't take the flag down and know your history. And it hurt because I'm like, yo, you felt strongly enough about this goddamn flag to post up this long-ass article and type your own, you know, preface, your 6- and 7-paragraph preface to this article. But you didn't post shit about what happened in South Carolina. You didn't post shit about Trayvon Martin. You didn't post shit about Mike Brown. You didn't post shit about Walter Scott. You didn't post shit about Tamir Wright. Like, you didn't post shit. But this goddamn flag meant enough to you that you felt like you needed to post 3 or 4 articles and your own preface to make sure that we understood the history of the flag. Just like Jerm said, it started out one way, but it's the other way. It started out as one thing, and now it's something else. And I'm glad to see people finally reacting, largely political, unfortunately. But this shit got to go. What other country, where else can the losing side fly their flag? GQ, maybe you can help me with that. If you lost a goddamn war, where does your flag fly?
It don't.
Like they said, why are we still holding on to this flag? It's a relic. It's not like, you know, if we're going to flag, if it's a part of our history, so is like the, what Buddy said, so is the Union Jack. He said, why ain't we flying England flag over this motherfucker? Like, well, you know, since it's part of our history, right, you know, right. You know, so I don't know, man. It's crazy.
And if I'm not mistaken here, now, you know, facts and Saul Wright don't really go together. There's like another 9 states that have some variation of the Confederate flag in their flag, right?
7. Yep.
7. So we got Alabama, Mississippi. I'm not gonna get them all. Germ, do you know all of them?
Yes, I do.
I'm talking about my nigga Germ.
It's Arkansas. Let's see, Tennessee. Hold on, North Carolina,
Mississippi,
Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi just straight up got the damn.
It's just the main part of the flag, ain't it?
This is like in the left corner. It's like the stars and bars. They still got the stars and bars on that motherfucker, the whole thing. And other states got just like a variation of it. And let me see, I'm trying to get all the states. Oh yes, Alabama got that. They just got the red bars, no stars. Right. And we got Arkansas, they got stars and bars, but the bars is made into a diamond. Then you got Florida, of course. We just got the bars with a seal in the middle. Georgia, you know, they got a, it's like a mix up of it. Mississippi, like we were just saying, North Carolina, Tennessee, and that's it, the seven.
Do you see any of those seven changing their shit?
Nah. Georgia changed, like Georgia's used to be worse. Like it, Georgia changed their flag in the early 2000s because they had stars and bars on their flag, but then they changed it. I remember it was a whole outrage about that shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers was angry about changing the flag. And when they finally changed it to, I mean, it still got the stripes and the stars on. See, that's the whole thing. It got bars and stars on the flag. So they break up the Confederate flag onto their flag.
Gotcha. So then, like you were saying, GQ, even though it's not, we're not fixing the policies behind this shit. We're removing symbols, but we're not fixing the policies. Is this really progress? Is it progressive to have this shit happen? Or is it just like, yo, let's just go ahead and patronize these motherfuckers real quick. We're going to keep giving them fucked up loans. We're going to keep them out of school. We're going to keep locking them the fuck up. But at least they won't see it with the Confederate flag when we do it.
I actually do think you'll see all seven states remove the flag or change their state flag. Might not be immediately, but I can see in the next, by election time next year, it'll, by a presidential election, it'll all be changed. That's my vote. Oh, I think my prediction. Is it worthwhile if it actually starts a broader conversation? But I don't think it will. I feel this will be a pat on the back moment because America cannot address racism. It's too deeply intertwined. It requires you to go too far deep into your own self and say, look, I'm fucked up. Everything we got is because of race. Institutions, the way people profiteered off of other people. It's, people will have to do too much introspection to actually be real and honest and make some real change.
So even in having a conversation, there's too much guilt and ownership involved to have a straight-up conversation about it.
Right.
That's and I posted that on my Facebook. I was like, that's kind of why you don't hear it. If you have this conversation with a white person, like Jerm said earlier in the episode, the only people that are apologetic that are white on this situation have white guilt. And it feels like even if you're not participating actively, you still benefited, so you have some ownership. Like, if you buy a fucking stolen car and didn't know it was stolen, you still going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
You bought a fucking stolen vehicle. Do we need to forgive that situation? If the homeboy that Jerm grew up with from K through 8 and all that shit is a white dude that is not racist by any means, and he's actually fighting on our side, so to speak, and we're having this conversation, and Jerm was like, yo, white people still get over it. Are we supposed to, should we forgive him for not actively participating, or do we require him to have some ownership of the situation and say, yo, you have to recognize that you still benefited, and I need to hear you understand that before we can move forward? Is that a requirement?
I think it's a requirement. I don't think you need to consistently do it over and over and over and over again.
So it's kind of like Kyman said, we need to extend the hand of love and just move forward. For where we're at.
So like you said, if this is a person who acknowledges that, you know, they're privileged, they acknowledge that racism exists, and they are working to do something about it, to me, that's them acknowledging it. I don't need to, every time we talk, like, hey GQ, I'm sorry for being white, and I probably for my answer. We don't need to have a conversation every single time I see you.
Gotcha.
I'm not looking for that. So, but I do need you to acknowledge, like, hey, a lot of what you have, 90% of it is based off of privilege.
Like, that has to be ground zero.
Yeah, we got it. That's our modem of operation, right? That's where we got to start at.
Does it require black people to understand that same point? Like, because a lot of these new niggas don't know nothing about this shit. A lot of these new niggas was born with progressive shit on TV and all this other shit. So they don't see racism the same way older cats might see it. Or do they have to acknowledge the same situation? Like, yo, fuck if you lived it or not. This happened. You need to know that shit and then move forward.
We have to, because we still don't really have a working understanding of race. And for these, as you said, new niggas. Mm-hmm. Or politically correct millennials. Millennial blacks.
New niggas sounds so much better for this episode.
I know, right? We gonna be all the way real. It can't just, like, you know what? For as much flack as I give Obama, that Monday interview on a comedian's podcast, I really gotta figure out how we can get Obama on the Frocast. Obama, holla at us. when he said that racism is just not being polite enough to not say nigga in public. That's what we think racism is. We think racism is a bygone era that lives on in a few really mean words.
How is it possible that he said that after having the biggest platform to say some real shit like that, and he said this is about gun laws? Like, when this shit happened and he addressed the public about the shooting in South Carolina, he didn't make it about race. He made it about gun laws. So how do you go on a podcast and now say something about racism?
He said something about race when he made that address, but he did make it the overall theme about gun laws. I don't know.
I was disappointed in your boy, man. I got to be honest. I felt like King Germ. I felt like King Germ at that moment. I felt like King Germ, Corey Holcomb, goddamn Cornel West. I felt like them, because this was the time to make the statement. You didn't have to say what side you were on. You could have just said that, yo, this is an ugly fucking hate crime perpetuated on black folks by a white person that hate black folks, and this shit has to stop. Instead, you say we have a troubled individual that was easily able to get a weapon, and we need to address gun laws. What the fuck? Why?
Yeah. To be fair, he did say also, we have a conversation about race that we need to have. We can't keep on skirting it.
Wrong. But
he did.
I need you to be mad at this fucking moment. I need you to be black at this fucking moment. I don't need you to be black on the podcast when it's convenient. I need you to be black when you're the president.
No, but he said that shit on the actual address. But now everybody really wants to see him do this eulogy, which I'm not going to hold my breath for. But we'll see.
So you were fine with the way he addressed the situation?
No, I'm just trying to say what he said.
And
no.
We're not politically correct. We're gonna lose all of our endorsements on this episode. Say what you feel. When that motherfucker came out,
I always say what I feel about Obama. I go get that nigga almost all. But I said the podcast version was great. It was a much smaller platform. But you see what happened with that shit? Every news media, CNN, BBC. Did the president have to say the N-word?
right. So now we're critiquing a black man's use of the N-word.
Not institutional systematic oppression and racism. Nope. It's he said that should we use the N-word?
And let's keep it all the way real, GQ. They said that nigga said nigga. King Germ, the most powerful nigga in the world, said nigga. I don't like it. We need to talk about it.
When I seen it, I was like, what is he doing? Like, but I guess, you know, in these last couple years as president, you can get away with this shit. I mean, you know, but that was kind of weird. He was trying too hard. Then he put the ER on the end, too.
Yeah, it was definitely nigger. Was he enunciating, or is he just not hood?
I don't think that it didn't look natural coming from him. I mean, he did tell the white friends to call him Barry. You know what I'm saying? He was ashamed of his name, Barack. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I don't know. That's your boy, though, sorry. Right? That's your boy.
It's not my boy.
That's your boy.
But I definitely lost a lot. He lost cool points for me. I think that you have a time to be fucking angry. Like we said earlier in the episode, it's okay to be mad. And God damn it, this was the time to be mad. Like, he should have came out to that motherfucker. When he made that address, he should have came out without a suit jacket on. His goddamn dress shirt should have been unbuttoned to like the third button. The sleeve should have been rolled up. He'd be like, yo, this is some bullshit. That's what should have happened. instead, we got the same Obama we've been getting for goddamn 8 years. It's buttoned up. It's about gun laws. I'm over it, man. Because you're not going to change the gun shit.
Change the gun laws. Well, I mean, you can't change it because the gun people is too, they run shit. And then plus, you know, more people own guns and they just, what I think you ought to do is make everybody go get a concealed carry, go through that course to own a gun. Like, instead of just letting anybody go purchase a motherfucking gun, make you go through some, you know what I'm saying, make you go through something. You got to, you know, that'll make it at least harder. Because some people are not going to want to go through the concealed thing to get the gun. And so, you know, you got to make it tougher for people to get guns. It's not that hard. Like, right now today, I can go buy me a motherfucking rifle, you know, in most states. And, you know what I'm saying, you can go buy your gun in no time. It's no problem. And it's just like, it's shit's crazy. You can get bread, you can get guns, just like you can get loaf of bread from the store. It ain't that hard.
Yep, you absolutely can in Texas. You're not even required to have shit. I can go right now to Walmart, get a loaf of bread and a goddamn Tech 9 and some shit, come home and be chilling. And yeah. I could drive with that shit in my car as long as it's open and in plain view. So, does this change your opinion? Like, Germ, do you have a gun? Legally? GQ Blue.
Next question.
Do you have a gun?
Next question.
All right. So I'm gonna have to get one.
Yes.
I actually made the decision. I talked with my wife about this a while ago, and I was like, "Yo, I want to get a gun." And I changed my mind. I was like, "I don't think I need one because I live in an apartment complex, and you know, apartment people they got keys, and sometimes these motherfuckers gonna put up one of them notices. We doing one of them stupid ass inspections." I'm not going to get the notice. Somebody going to come in the door and it's a problem.
You have a gun case, though, sorry, right? And it's not going to be a problem. If you are illegal, they can't tell you cannot have a firearm in your house.
No. What I'm saying is somebody going to come in and I'm here sleep since I work nights. And it's going to be a problem because somebody going to come walking up in the apartment. When they do those inspections for fire or whatever the fuck it is, they knock and then they come in.
Me?
Right. And that's all you get. So now if I'm in the bedroom sleep with the goddamn door closed, and my wife's at work, and the door open, somebody getting shot.
Yeah.
And it's going to be like, well, we gave a notice, but nigga, I live in an apartment complex. I didn't get that notice. I don't fucking know. So I was kind of squeamish about that whole thing, but now I feel like I need to have it.
Yes.
And I'm also, and that also makes me more scared, because what if I'm driving and I have a weapon, and the cops decide that this is the day they're taking the nigga out? And they can say, yo, he had a weapon. I did have a weapon.
But you got to let them know that as soon as you know you come up, say, hey, listen, I am, because they sell like little badges you can wear to let them know that you got your concealed thing, and you know you got a weapon on you, so they know. But you got to let them know, like, listen, I got my gun, you know, I'm a registered gun owner, you know, got a gun on me. You let them know that, he gonna get a little squeamish, but more times than not, they respect people that have the concealed thing, because they understand it. You know, you done went through the classes to train up a gun and shit. You know, I ain't gonna say, you know, more times than not. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. You throw black in that. What does that drop it down to, you know, half and half? I don't know. But, you know, that's just how it goes.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, if you get somebody that has one of those days, they're like, yo, I'm taking one out today. And they pull you over and you have a gun and you announce it. You just gave me the reason. So now my story has even more backing. Because they don't need much of a story to get off anyway.
Yeah.
So now, hey, he had a weapon. He told me he had a weapon. He was acting erratic. I felt like my life was in danger, and I shot him.
Mm-hmm.
And then this motherfucker's going home to his family and getting paid leave, and my brain's on the passenger seat.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. It's real fucked up. This whole situation is real fucked up. I think I am getting a weapon, though, man.
Yeah, got to, man.
Can I shoot it sideways?
No.
Not
with the homeboy shot.
That's the only cool way to have it.
That's not, yes, it's also not accurate. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, that's why niggas don't be shooting people and begin shooting other people they ain't aiming for. They sideways and shit. The gun's not made to shoot that way. You know what I'm saying? You throwing the trajectory all off and everything. Like, that shit is stupid as fuck. I hate seeing that shit.
I'm getting a Desert Eagle.
It's all right. That's what I mean. Yeah, you gotta have something. You can't jump out there with no little baby 380 or nothing like that. You gotta jump out there with a 40, at least a Glock 40 something. You know what I'm saying? We grab that motherfucker. You ever shot a gun before?
Nope.
Well, you might want to, you know, go to a gun range and just shoot before, see what you like, man. You might like a revolver or something. You might like a...
That's definitely the plan. Like I said, I got.
You don't need a gun to go to the gun range. You just need money.
And then, yeah, and you know, I just got into some car shit, so I got no money. Shit.
But look, he gonna be on Snapchat tomorrow. I had to get these J's.
Oh, damn!
He screams bro. Every weekend he's showing new shoes that he never wearing. Shit.
But, God damn!
Do I know?
Sure, you supposed to be my nigga.
I mean, we all self-conscious. I'm just the first to admit it.
Oh!
Hilarious.
That's, I know, jerseys coming back, people. Jerseys are coming back.
What you mean coming back?
Niggas wearing jerseys again.
I never stopped.
No. I mean, wearing jerseys. Like, when I go out to the club, niggas wearing jerseys.
I never stopped. When I went to the strip club, last month? I had on the Cardinals jersey.
And look, but you from St. Louis? Okay, I mean, but put it this way. You ain't know you was chilling that night. You ain't even know. But yeah, jerseys back in. Like, niggas wearing NBA jerseys, NFL jerseys again. It's coming back, so you can dust them out. I'm going to pull them back out the closet, man. Start rocking them again.
Yeah, you know, being an oversized black guy, jerseys are definitely part of the uniform. It's so much easier to get dressed when you can just throw on a jersey. I'm just saying.
You can dust off the 5X and rock that shit.
I did just get a black baseball jersey. Negro League jersey.
I see. Negro League jersey. Who is it?
It's one of the...
Is it got all of the seals on them?
Nah, it's not one of those, but it's one of those... It's one of those actual the Negro League historical things, so it just has the NBLH on the back with a number. Okay. It's one of those jerseys. It's a Monarchs jersey, but it's just a general generic ass jersey.
Another Missouri thing. Fucking Homer Simpson. That's what the fuck I'm start calling you, motherfucker.
God damn.
Yes, man. He's fucking Homer.
Such a hater, man. God damn, man.
Got jerseys of other teams.
You gotta represent your squad, man.
In that, man. But we wear jerseys. You just gotta buy some jerseys because they look good.
No,
man.
I don't know what that. No, I don't have other jerseys. Like, you saw, I still have a McNabb jersey because I think he's largely disrespected.
I got a McNabb.
And that's it. Everything else is Rams or Cardinals.
I got a Vic jersey. I got a, got a Kobe. I got a LeBron Cleveland jersey. An old LeBron Cleveland jersey. The only reason why I won't fuck with it because the number's kind of fucked up. So I don't need, you know.
Are you one of those people that the jersey has to be legit, or do you care?
Oh, no. Give a shit. It's going to have to be Nike. I'm not going to buy no Majestic or no shit like that. Let's just basic.
But it could be a screen printed jersey. It doesn't have to be the authentic stitched.
Oh, it just got to be, it got to be a legit, like, Nike or something, like a swing. You know, I rock a swing man jersey. I ain't give a fuck. It ain't have to be authentic. You know what I'm saying? Nah, I used to have way more jerseys, but I gave them away and shit.
Yeah.
I used to buy just, like, jerseys. Like, I had a Bonzi Wells jersey. What?
Yeah,
you know what?
Why didn't he even make that jersey? Swing man jerseys, you used to be able to get that shit on eBay for, like, $20.
Yeah. 40.
And Marshalls, yeah.
Shit, I got a goddamn... I had a Lamar Odom swingman jersey I got off eBay for like $25.
Yeah, because he got traded to like 17, so already. But it was some shit. Like, he didn't play for that team no more. That's why he got a Lamar Odom Clipper jersey.
At the time, he was still on the team, though. I'm just saying. I was at least current. But that's fucking hilarious. I had a... I think I even had a Steve Nash jersey. Yeah, I know. I know it was a Suns jersey, and I don't know who else it would be. It wasn't Stoudemire.
Man, I had the college jersey, man. I had a Michigan. I had the number 30. Whoever played for Michigan was number 37. I had him. I had a Kajana Carter jersey. I had a Ward Dunn jersey.
God damn. When was the last time you heard Kajana Carter?
Hey, man, long time ago. Shit. Had the little the Georgetown warm-up and shit, man. I used to have all... Man, I used to just buy all that little shit. Sports shit was my shit, man. That's the only way I used to dress, man. It was a jersey or some kind of sports t-shirt. That's all I used to rock, man.
So you bringing the jersey game back out?
I ain't bringing it back. It's back, and I'm happy. I can rock my jersey that I still held on to that I'm not getting rid of. I know they're going to come back. It's all in cycles, baby.
We know GQ ain't gonna wear no jerseys.
Nah, man. Doesn't look good. Ferragamo shoes and shit, man.
I retired my jersey wearing in senior year of high school.
I was about to say, I thought you were gonna say when you were 12 or some shit. Like,
nah, I had the St. Mrs. St. Mary, St. Mary LeBron. I had the orange and white LeBron, and I had the throwback Chris Paul Hornets jersey.
God damn! Did you burn your LeBron jerseys?
Nah, burn the poster, didn't burn the jersey.
Damn, you was mad. So how do you feel now? I mean, they done made it to the finals. They lost, but they made it to the goddamn finals. LeBron played out of this galaxy.
Thought we was gonna do the Game of Thrones reference coverage, but we can do the finals. No, I'm not mad at LeBron. We can still
do that too.
You know, props LeBron. Show Black a little more respect.
Wait, LeBron? Or are you saying in general?
No, LeBron. LeBron, you can't be out here tuning this man out and telling the man call different plays.
Why not? Two plays. Like, listen, man.
It happened like once, though, right?
Nah, they tried too many.
They said LeBron was controlling the subs. LeBron was controlling. They said LeBron was doing everything.
I think it was coaching.
They said he was doing everything, man. They said he was controlling the subs. Like, come on, man.
Well, if that's the case, LeBron is going to be a horrible head coach.
Why? He had nobody to help him.
Yeah, but he only played like 7 players the whole finals.
But who else are you going to play? We're going to get damn Brendan Haywood out there and shit.
You had nothing but centers. You had nothing but centers on the bench. Like, that was it. You had 5 centers.
You had Kendrick Perkins, Sean Marion.
Brendan Haywood
and Mike Miller. Who twisted his ankle damn during the end of the Hawks series.
Mike Miller hasn't had a healthy playoff series like in ever. So he could play.
His life. He's been injured his whole career. Yeah, what are you talking about?
He could have played.
Bad back in college.
Right. Matter of fact, you're right about that shit. He used to be laying on the goddamn sidelines in college. So, how do you feel about this shit, GQ? What's up with your squad, man? Really?
I think everybody comes back. I think we're gonna go balls out to the over the luxury tax. I think we're gonna win it next year. If you saw me, I did not get hyped. I did not say anything the whole season. I was like, I'm not going to be the guy to get super hyped and get my heart broken again. I was there when we was 19-20, and I was like, I'm not going to say shit. We made it to the finals. And then, like any Cleveland fan, you were expected everybody get injured. So I was like, my thing was, don't let them get beat on their home floor. But I guess it was kind of okay because at least they didn't do the big confetti thing and shit. For real, for real. But I even told my boy, he was like, man, be excited. Y'all gonna win. I'm like, I'm excited because we're gonna keep Love and Tristan Thompson. So.
Is LeBron coming back?
Of course.
That's right. Something I said. I don't think it's much debate.
About to get LeBron ownership, man. I'm telling you, man. LeBron about to get. He's saying, if you're not gonna pay me the money I deserve, you're gonna have to give me back some ownership of this team. And that's what they're gonna do. They're gonna give him power. They're not gonna pay him in money. They're gonna pay him in power.
Speaking of power, that shit?
Y'all been watching that shit?
Nah, I haven't been watching. I've been meaning to watch it, but I haven't got around to it.
Don't watch it.
Watch what?
Shut up, Jerry.
Wait, watch what?
Power. It's all right. Don't watch Power. Like, don't.
Mm-hmm. Really? Everybody say you need to watch it.
No. He's telling right. me.
Need to watch it.
He's telling me not to watch it.
Oh,
watch
yeah. You did get Hannibal canceled this week.
God damn. I saw one episode, man.
See, it's all right.
You saw an episode of Following, and that shit got canceled, too.
I watched part of the episode of Following.
It don't take a whole episode.
Damn.
God damn. It's like they know when his TV, he must got a chip on his TV. They like, we got that hit in Austin. Show's got to go. The guy in Austin.
You know what? There might be some legitimacy to that. So I called Time Warner to cancel my TV. Because my fucking cable bill. This is just the internet and the goddamn cable with the DVR was like $190.
All right, you got to get the bundle, man.
That is the bundle, nigga.
You got the phone too?
Yes.
So you got phone, internet, anything, and it's still $200?
Nigga, that shit went from $90 for a year to $190.
God damn.
So I said, yo, just take that shit off. I said, I don't watch Showtime. I don't use this phone. There's not even a phone plugged in this goddamn house.
Does anybody really watch Showtime?
I don't know any about it. Like, I have no idea. They wouldn't even take that shit off. They just cut the rate on it. They just keep cutting the rate.
Hey, what's the rate now? Did it cut how much? About $25 off?
This shit is down to 109.
Oh my god, well, you winning?
But I don't want this shit. That's what I'm saying. I can't even get away to TV.
Do you still got HBO and all that shit?
I still got Showtime, yeah.
Oh my, you winning?
I don't watch that shit though. My point is, I can't even give away the TV. Like, they keep me on the TV so I can get a show canceled. I think that's what it is. I don't appreciate it at all. Is Power good? Is Power better than, I can't even think of the name of the show right now.
They're not the same.
They're not the same, but is one better than the other?
I say Power is better because it's on a cable show network. You can curse and all that. You know, you get more, you know, it can get more vicious than Power. You know, Empire is over the top. You know what I'm saying? It's just, you know, unbelievable. Power more believable.
I want to watch Power, man.
Nope. You're forbidden. Won't take you. I don't come on nothing. You better not tell him either, GQ.
God damn, man. I watched Game of Thrones, though. That shit's still on.
And you know when you watched it, they had that rape scene and everybody said they're going to start watching Game of Thrones? I'm like, shit. The first season, saw right watching the show get its first controversy.
Man, fuck. I just play Xbox. Fuck y'all niggas. Game of Thrones season finale happened 2 weeks ago. We've been gone for a minute.
Yeah.
GQ, you haven't been on the show to talk about Game of Thrones in a while. Mm-hmm. Let me know what you thought about this shit so far, the season finale, all that shit.
So, I will admit, I'm not the biggest Jon Snow fan, but even I thought that nigga went out dirty. Although I couldn't figure out, if you are the head of that fortress, you don't know your own castle? Like, you didn't know that there was no shit over there in that corner?
Yeah, that was like a dead end.
That's like you taking me to my house and then tricking me to go down to the basement where I'm about to get shot up.
Fuck Ollie, man. That's a little bitch ass nigga.
Yeah, man, that was messed up. Blue's all right.
Nah, I'm here.
Oh. I still think it would have made more sense for the cliffhanger to be the White Walkers episode.
That now, episode, everything was downhill after that shit.
True.
I just feel like everything was over. Like, that was such a big goddamn episode that everything else was like, eh.
I hope my boy Stannis ain't dead. I was more concerned about Stannis than Jon Snow, who I think is going to come back as a White Walker, but a good one.
Who? Stannis going to be a White Walker if anybody.
No, I think they're going to make Jon Snow like, he's like, they had that fight scene with him, and he's like, man, I can't beat the White Walkers right now. I can't get the Wildlings and the Night's Watch to got to become a White Walker myself and be a good one to fight on.
No, man, the Red Woman gonna give him life again, man. You know, like she did with they believe in that shit. Like that other dude, they got stabbed and he came back alive.
And they kept doing like 10 times.
The Lord of Light. That's why she there. She gonna revive that nigga, man. They ain't gonna let him go out like that, man. They're not gonna do that to Jon Snow, man.
I'm glad my girl Arya, who's my second favorite character on the show. She got that nigga, Sir Meryn. That was dope in the brothel.
Too bad she lost her eye for it.
That's probably gonna be like a dope, like, blind assassin. You're gonna be like them old school kung fu masters. They'll be killing people. In all them Wu-Tang movies that they used to watch. Khaleesi, still on that white privilege. Left her homies, and now she got caught by the Dothraki, which I didn't know still existed until they all got her.
Yeah, well, that shit was weird to me. Like, yeah. I didn't even understand what the fuck happened and what the purpose of that shit is. It was an odd place to put that.
But, you know, I was telling somebody, all of my favorite characters have not died on that show. The only character that I really, liked for real, was Oberyn that died. But for the most part, Tyrion still alive. Bronn still alive. Arya still alive.
Your boy Reek went good.
Reek finally manned up. I found out in the books that Reek is getting raped. So I even feel even worse from that nigga Theon.
It's obvious he's getting raped though, right?
Yeah, but it made me feel even worse. Like, this is And Sansa, she stood up. She's like, man, I ain't about to be your little bitch. If you're going to kill me, kill me. And then Theon was like, up. And she went splat hard. That was a hard-ass splat.
Yeah, that CGI was a little... Like, they might have really thrown a person over their heads for that shit. Like, they just gave him a check and said, yo, you about to die in this episode, so live it up for 2 weeks. We're going to actually kill you on tape.
But I am a little worried, though, because I'm hearing there's starting to be some beef with the show writers and the author. Because they're saying they want to end it in 7 seasons. And he's like, I got 2 more books left, but they're going to be like 1,000 pages each. So he can make like 4 or 5 more seasons off of it.
Yeah, but the thing is now they're totally away from the books. Like, it's done. Yeah.
Oh, I mean, really? So this is all kind of like they ad-libbing on this shit right now.
Yeah, they ad-libbing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they done went so far away from the book now that it's just like it don't even matter no more. Like, so they just like, man, you dragging your feet on these fucking books, nigga. We about to make these shows, and, you know, it is what it is, you know. So that's basically what they're doing.
How long ago were they outside of the book shit?
Shit, this season. That's when they just jumped out of. Wow. They ain't always. You know, they did most of the stuff from the books, but they might change a few things or not add in this person. But most of the stuff being really with the books. But this season, that's when. Because like I said, he wasn't supposed to meet Daenerys till fucking years on down. You know what I'm saying? They fast tracked that. The whole Dorne shit. They fast tracked that.
John.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, Dorne was kind of disappointing because I heard from the books like the Sand Snakes are like way doper and cooler than in the show.
Exactly.
And then they changed Ser Barristan. He didn't die. He's actually a much larger character in the book than in the show. And then, so Tyrion actually, like the part where they get captured by the slaves... The slave owners, they actually like last for a while. Like they don't just stop and then that's actually a while for them.
Mm-hmm. And then Tyrion was actually fighting in the pits. Like he was a fighter in the books or something they said. He was shit was crazy, man. That's what I said. So now it's just, you know, they fast tracked everything. So it don't mean nothing no more.
So are they still planning to go ahead and make the movie too?
I'm sure they will. If that's what the other 2 books might bring on a movie or something, I don't know what's going to happen now. Who knows?
God damn, man. We have diverted from the main topic to where we are now, which is, I'm glad we did, because that shit was getting heavy and we were talking about some light shit. I do have a Keep It 100 for you motherfuckers, though. 4th of July is coming, and I want to know, with everything that's happened recently, are you going to celebrate the 4th of July like everybody else?
Hell yeah.
Because you want a barbecue, right? You want to get your grill on?
Yes. Get my grill on, eat the hamburgers, hot dogs. Matter of fact, it's my wife, it's her family reunion, so we're going to be getting it in on July 4th. You know what I'm saying? Just so happened to be July 4th, it's family reunion weekend. So, yeah. Am I going to celebrate Independence Day and say a pledge of allegiance and have my hand over my shit? No, I'm not going to do that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Are you going to post up one of those posts that the 4th of July is, you know, you'll go through one of those stories, the anti-4th of July post, or you just gonna not acknowledge it?
Mine is all about eating, bruh. Eating.
Food, I was about to say. Like, black people don't celebrate
fireworks.
We buy fireworks, but we just lighting them shits off just for fun. Nobody really like celebrates Independence Day. Yeah. It's an excuse to eat, like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Well, and that's true, but I'm wondering if you're going to have any more, is it going to be a politically themed anti-celebration?
No.
More so this year than it has been before.
Maybe in South Carolina, but...
I don't know. We'll see what it is. GQ, you had one other thing you wanted to talk about before we wrap it up. We don't talk to these people for like an hour and a half.
Oh, so my Keeping 100 is, fellas, you know, usually... You know, I see everybody on Twitter talking about these $200 dates, and I'm completely with you. That shit sounds crazy, but you gotta have a little more than $35 in your account if you're trying to take somebody out.
Whoa!
Depends on where you're going, GQ.
So I'm pull up. This is from Black Sports Online, and I'm gonna give you the quick bits. I'm gonna read the tweets. It says, so it's a 40-year-old guy meets a girl on Plenty of Fish. Guy picks her up in the company truck. Guy take her to Chili's for.
Rent-a-center truck.
That's definitely a rent-a-center truck. If it's a company truck, rent-a-center. It's
Comcast, actually.
There you go. Same
cable, he's a cable guy. Okay, so takes her to Chili's for happy hour. The guy can't pay $35 bill, which is a $17.99 steak, happy hour drink, and a half price app. Guy leaves girl at the restaurant with the check, and then guy texts her explaining his actions. And here's the full Twitter version of the story. It says, I'm really dying over here. My homegirl's on a first date with this dude. She met on Plenty of Fish. It isn't going well. Before he even comes to pick her up, he tells her his car won't start and he has to come in his work truck. Comcast, of course, she overreacted. Which I don't, I mean, a car is a car. But
right. You ride, you ain't catching a bus.
Yeah. So, but anyway, I guess you can sit.
A job and you, come on, man.
So she's tripping on that part, but I guess he considers herself too good to ride in the Xfinity truck. So she tells him they can take Uber when he gets there. He said, nah. So they decide to go to Chili's instead. He shows up with the Comcast truck and opens the door for it, and everything is cool. So then, as I reload my phone,
I was like, why did you stop right there?
Hey, this is the. So he says, I'm done with him. He asked me what I'm eating. I told him. He then looks at the menu and says, $17.99. You can have that. He was getting a burger. And now he decided not to order anything. WTF. And then her homegirl goes, whoa. And he been saying he's hungry the whole time over here. I ordered drink, app, and food. I'm going to pay for my own shit and never talk to him again. And then he says she went to the bathroom and she went ahead and paid at the table, as you can do with Chili's. And then gone for 13 minutes. Said 15 minutes, 30 minutes, 45 minutes. She finally bounces.
Did we lose you?
Nah, got load again.
So she sat there. She done paid for the goddamn food. And she sat there an additional 30, 45 minutes.
Waiting for him to
come back from the quote-unquote bathroom.
And then he texts her. This is his text to her. Shit, I lost it.
This nigga.
Hey.
Well,
try.
We know the short story. Is that he texts her and said, yo, you ordered too much shit. It was inconsiderate.
He said, I had it, but still, you should try to go out. You should try to go off and order the steak on me on the first date. He said, okay, I got it. He said, when I ordered just a Coke, that was a hint.
Hint my ass, you took on a date.
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about? That's a hint.
He said, I spent $2,500 yesterday on my business. I had the money, but damn, you was ordering the most expensive thing on the menu. Niggas just stop. You alone was $35. I had it, but when you dug in that steak and didn't offer. So you supposed to off her own plate. That's some bitch nigga shit.
Yeah, this is
and just way. Saw me drinking and had it. You that let me know you were all about yourself. Maybe that's you. Maybe you used to that.
No, nigga, you didn't have the money. Just like sometimes it's just okay to admit that you ain't got some shit. It's fine, nigga. You ain't got the money. You ain't got the money.
And if you spent $2,500 before, why you just say, hey, let's try this next week? Something came up.
Or why did you go to fucking Chili's?
Maybe he thought she was gonna get that little the little deal they got.
Nigga,
that 2 for $20 and stuff. Yeah.
Then you need to preface that in the date. And you need to make it real casual.
That's why men don't let women order. When you being cheap, you order for her. Like, nah, we'll both have the boom 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 boom. Oh, I didn't you know.
Just the chicken tenders.
Home.
Yeah.
Just yo, we can't go out this week. I can't. Just fucking stay your ass at home, but don't waste nobody's time with that bullshit. Like, you know, so I right got a lot of single female friends, and they will admit to going on dates with dudes just because it's a free meal. Stop that bullshit.
Hungry O's.
Like, if you don't like that nigga, tell him, yo, I'm not feeling you. Now, if that nigga still want to take you out to dinner after that, that's on that motherfucker. But if he's legit trying to holler at you and you have no interest, don't take that nigga money to go to dinner. That's some bullshit.
Now, I will admit, in my younger days, before I had a job, I had to be cool about it. I was at a club with a girl, and I was kind of feeling her. I bought her a drink. But I had to buy myself a drink, too. And I bought her a glass of wine. I only had $10. A glass of wine was $7. So I bought her a drink, And fellas, you can't buy a girl a drink and not buy yourself a drink, because you're gonna know you cheat. And she's gonna know you spend on her. So you just buy the cheapest shit you can, and that's a beer, because women think, oh, he's a man, he likes beer, cool. So I bought a beer, she knew no better, and it all worked out.
So but you had a club.
And leave a tip. That means you ain't leave a tip then, Blue.
She ain't see that shit.
But see what I'm saying is, this is what I do. I get ginger ale. I get them a drink, and I get ginger ale, and it's gonna come in the cup. They think I'm drinking something. I'm really not. You know what I'm saying?
See, that's good advice too.
They keep ginger ale free if you tell me the designated driver. They be like, oh, okay, here you go. You know what I'm saying? It's free.
I didn't even know that.
Oh yeah, bars look out for the designated driver. They give you a free drink.
So do you niggas normally buy drinks for women? I mean, I know Jerv, you married, and I know GQ, you damn near married. But I mean, in general. When you're single and going out, do you normally, is this a normal practice?
Yes, I used to be a trick.
I did until I realized how unthankful the girls were for the drink. And not thankful was like, oh, now I bought you a drink, you gotta talk to me all night, or you gotta, you know, sleep with me. But I had a homegirl, and so she would be out here with her license. So one time I bought them all drinks, and she was like, oh, thank you, cool. And her friend was like, oh, whatever. I was like, what? At least say thanks. At least look at me and say thank you.
So I was friends like, I got to stop now. Friends ugly, I bet.
No, my friend was a model.
Oh, that don't okay.
The third friend had a head that had his own orbit.
God damn.
But the first two was fine. But yeah, I was like, no, never again. Blah.
I think I'm just lame, because I think I've only been in a situation to buy a woman to drink like once, and it was real casual, like, here you go, peace. I wasn't even trying to, matter of fact, I was in Atlanta too, so that's even more reason why it was just like, here you go, peace, because them motherfuckers get drinks all the time in Atlanta.
So other question, so when y'all go out with the fellas, is everybody buying their own drinks, or is everybody taking turns buying around?
Well, when I go out with the fellas, we usually go out on Friday nights. And on Friday nights, this is a place you pay $10 to get in, and it's all you can drink. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Damn. So,
yeah, or you can pay $7 more and they give you like a 32-ounce cup. You know what I'm saying? You just get that. So that way, costs stay down. But usually, you know, if it's like two of us, you know, me and two of my friends, you know, somebody will buy the first round, somebody buy the next round. You know, try to keep costs down. You know what I'm saying? But, you know.
Shit, I haven't been out with the fellas outside of that bachelor party in a while. And even at that bachelor party, we had VIP and shit. They just collected money. Mm. So, like, whoever was there first, they paid for it. And then they were like, yo, it's $10, all right. I was like, oh, all right. Had some beer came to the table. Yo, it's $5. You know what I'm saying? That's just kind of how they did it. Outside of that, though, I don't even have enough to give you an answer. I ain't been out with the fellas in that long. So, I don't know. We done talked to these people for an hour and a half. I guess it's time to wrap this shit up. We got winners and losers. What's up?
I ain't do my keep 100. Well, fuck, y'all go ahead. Mine is still relevant next week, so it's no big deal.
Alright, so you got winners and losers this week?
Yes, man, my winners this week, man, it's a little company in Austin, Texas called Yeti. They make fucking coolers and shit like that.
You got that from here?
Huh?
You got that shit from here?
What, the cup?
Yeah.
The company is based in Austin, but I mean, I bought the cup. They sell shit nationwide.
I'm getting one of them motherfuckers. I meant to ask you about that.
Tell you, man.
Wait, what is it?
It's a cup. It's like an insulated cup, man. It's like, you know, it's a Yeti cup, Y-E-T-I. And this motherfucking cup, let me tell you, I poured me a cup of iced tea at like 4 in the morning before I went to work. I poured the cup in my cup with my ice and everything. Left the shit in my motherfucking car. I forgot. I said, damn, I left it in the car. Got off of work, went to the motherfucking car. I'm expecting to see this cup sweating and everything. Cup ain't sweat at all, nothing. I drank a sip of my tea. That shit still tasted like when I poured that motherfucker. I said, God damn. Ice ain't melted or nothing, man. Drink still cold. Tea still tastes like tea, not watered down, nothing after like 8 hours. I was just like, man, this is a motherfucking awesome cup. So I'm loving this cup. So Yeti, you my winner this week. And Magic Johnson for acquiring some company. $14 billion company. Magic just keep getting money. The Illuminati getting richer, people. God. Keep that. And my loser this week is, I wrote it down. It's,
Come on,
look at that. There we go. My loser this week is Pete Rose. You was that motherfucking close to maybe getting in the Hall of Fame and shit, and your motherfucking story came out, and I swear to God, I bet you Bud Selig probably had this. He probably was sitting on this forever and was like, yo, when I leave the office, release this paper on this day. And they got Pete Rose ass. You bet on the game as a player after you denied it, said you only did it as a coach. And so Pete Rose my loser this week. Oh, Charlie Hustle.
Shit, I mean, he's done, nigga. Like, if he has any grandchildren, great grandchildren that play baseball and do great, they might not be able to get in. That nigga is done, bro. GQ, you got any winners and losers this week?
I got a lot of losers.
Go for it.
My loser is Kerry Hilson, my baby, my boo.
Wow.
Who got annihilated on Twitter for trying to defend Rachel Dozell.
Kerry got to do something to stay in the news, man. Come on. We ain't heard about Kerry Hilson in years, man. Come on. That was
her. That's my baby. That's my boo. I was like, God damn, Kerry.
Not like
this. And she kept on going. They kept on killing her. I was like, damn. You already know they don't like you. The Beehive's already annihilated you before, but she kept going.
Did she have that big by Serge Ibaka?
Did she have a baby? I don't think so. I know they're still together.
I thought she was pregnant. Okay.
My second loser is Jamie Noble. Sorry, right, I'll get that because Jesus Christ, Viscus letting these huge ass motherfuckers destroy you.
Yeah. Pause.
Pause. I mean, first it was Sheamus, but then it was Brock. Man, broke three ribs.
Yeah, that's a wrap. And he's probably like, you know what? I retired from wrestling for this reason, nigga. You done put me back out here and now I got broke off again.
You know, I didn't know that that actual fall in that Sheamus match was the reason that he had to retire, because it didn't look that bad. I went back and watched it when B-Eazy said it. It had to be easy. But yeah, so Jamie Noble, sucks for you. And my third is a much more serious loser, and it is Dave Mulcher, who is the president of the Louisville Fraternal Order Police, for coming out with this horrible letter antagonizing protesters and activists in the city for coming out against Louisville police. We will not be silenced, and we're going to keep on doing what we got to do. And my winner is black folk, because we keep on living, thriving, and surviving. So black people are my winner.
Hey, man, that's what's up, man. Winners and losers this week. Winner is Janet Jackson, because she's coming back, and we all need some more Janet Jackson in our life. Winner this week is also Jermaine Dupri, because he was on a radio show. He was on Big Boy's Neighborhood, and he talked about the reason that he has the Janet Jackson tattoo is just so niggas know that I had Janet Jackson. I thought that was the most gangster shit for that nigga to say. It's highly inappropriate, but I appreciate you saying it.
What's up with these niggas and these... Nigga. And these R&B singer tattoos. So Drake got a Leah tattoo. Jermaine Dupri got a Janet Jackson tattoo. Is that nigga, what hot in the streets?
Now Drake shit is suspect. Like, you ain't even met this motherfucker. Janet Jackson for Jermaine Dupri is a win. Because every time they talk shit about Jermaine Dupri, I had Janet Jackson, baby.
So did El DeBarge. Like,
and that's also a highlight for El DeBarge. What you saying?
Yeah, I'm just saying. You know.
Like, it's still a highlight. And she doesn't make good decisions. But she's still dope. It's still Janet Jackson.
She just likes him short.
Apparently. And actually, I think that Jermaine Dupri would be a win over El DeBarge, right?
You say you hit Janet after 92, man. I really don't care, bro. It's like, it's just like, yo, I give her, you know, from up to 88, 92. Like, after that, you know, and then she was kind of washed.
When was the Velvet Rope Tour?
Like, 90. About 94, 95, probably, at the most.
Okay, so I'll give her up to 95. I mean, it's still Janet Jackson.
Exactly, it's still goddamn Janet Jackson.
But it ain't prime. It's like, you know, a nigga bragging about bagging Halle Berry now. You're like, it ain't 93 Halle Berry, but, you know, it's okay.
You niggas are the worst.
No, I'm just saying, it's all right, my bad.
You niggas are the worst. Give my shout-outs real quick, Germ.
Shout out, man. Shout out to Papa Dash Soul again. You know, the show, you know, Frocast. Hope you listen to the whole show. It's, you know, every week. Shout out to Ash Dash Soul, daughter of Papa Dash. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody else who fuck with the show every week, man. Shout out to Dr. Braces, man. He invited me to be on his show, so I'm going to be on the Dr. Braces show. So let's see how that goes.
That's
what's up. That's
about it, man. GQ Blue.
Shout out to Saul Wright and Jern for letting me come back on the show. Back to my roots. Shout out.
Come on, man.
Are you part of the show? What the fuck are you talking about?
Letting you come back?
Hey, I ain't no schedule for it. I was like,
a brand new. He asked, can you write an article about something?
Right, what the fuck is going on, man?
What? I'm like, brand new on this shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Hey, yo, you mind if I write about?
Hey, because that shit, because usually it got to have like something to do with hip hop. But I was like, I don't know. I know. I don't know. I was being real extra.
Who's this guy?
Did you get his phone? You must be playing on his phone.
Shout out to speaking of Dr. Brace, we gotta get him on the Fro Horseman soon, so we'll figure that shit out. Shout out to, like I said, black people, man. We gonna survive. We gonna keep thriving, making them mad, do the money dance on these motherfuckers out here, cause we can't die. We just multiply, man.
God damn.
Shout out to the nation. That's about it. Oh, shout out to combatant gentlemen. I just bought one of their suits. Fellas, if you're looking for a good quality made suit that won't break your pockets, you want to get a good 100% wool suit, go to combatant gent online.
What about my measurements? I got to know my measurements and shit, ain't it?
Yeah, but just go get measured and then you can go and order your shit. The only thing I will say, though, is that they don't restock worth shit.
But you see, you got to order it now.
Yeah, well, it's going to take like 6 months before they get that shit back in stock. But, if you want to, fellas, if you want to have a good suit, it has to be 100% wool. That's the biggest thing. And then you just, from there, as long as it's 100% wool, it's going to be a good suit. Go ahead and spend about, you can get a good suit from there for $200. So,
woo! Shit!
Onto the store and paying $450,
$500. Woo! What's wrong, man? You thought it was going to be cheaper?
Hey, I thought about like 119 or some shit like that.
This ain't K&G, nigga.
Hey, shit, I gotta stick with my Steve Harvey suit, man. Harvey collection, bro.
They got a few 160s over there.
All King German suits start buttoning up at the ankles, nigga.
King German don't have the suit. King German still wear khakis and a dress shirt.
Speaking of which, I gotta figure out what I'm wearing to this goddamn wedding next week. And I think it's gonna end up being a jersey, man.
Alright, get you a linen suit, top and bottom, and some sandals, nigga, and just go rocking it like that, man, with the hat on and shit, man.
It's alright. Or it's alright, just break out the dashiki on them.
Yeah.
Oh, you niggas is the worst, man. This has been another episode of the Frocast. Episode 165 is a wrap. We will holler at y'all next time. I think next week we might have a little story from Germ or the Fro about to take over, something like that. I probably won't be here because I'm going to this fucking wedding.
Don't blow your fingers off trying to light a Roman candle.
Please don't. You know.
When the motherfuckers out. Y'all ever used to shoot Roman candles at each other?
Hell yeah. I part of the black experience.
Yeah, okay.
I live next to white people, so we didn't do that shit.
Shit, they're the ones taught us how to do that shit. Shit. I was like, yo, shit. Motherfucker boy grabbed the Roman candle. I said, what you doing? He was like, watch this. He was holding his hand. He was like, douche, douche. I said, that ain't burning nothing. He was like, nah. I said, let me see that shit. Whoa.
That's when Dragon Ball Z was super hot, nigga. I was Kamehameha and everybody on the block.
Man, we rile at y'all. If you don't hear from us next week and it's off robot, enjoy your 4th of July for whatever reason you have. Get some good barbecue. Germ, lighter fluid or no lighter fluid?
No lighter fluid, cuz.
No lighter fluid, y'all.
Real quick, before we...
Yeah.
Germ, do you like vinegar on your barbecue?
I like barbecue, yes. I've done the vinegar base. So I'm like, yes, the vinegar, yes. I fucks with it. That's North Carolina. It's Eastern North Carolina style. I fucks with it.
That was weird. I had it for the first time last year, and it was real weird. If I grew up on it, I could eat it, but that was just...
It's different tasting, but you gotta eat that with coleslaw and shit, because it's very, you know, and it's gotta have, you know, a good sauce, but yeah, I've done it. I do it all, man. I do it all.
Hey, man, That's what it is, man. We should have another food episode. It's been too long, so we have to get GQ back. We talk about food like the fat motherfuckers we are. We will holler at y'all next time on the Frocast. I'm your man Saul Wright, sitting in with King Jern, GQ Blue. We will holler at you next time on nappyafro.com. And buy a shirt, bitch. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Nappyafro.com.